Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast. We've got several minutes of flubs from Joe Biden last week. So without further ado, here's Joey.
I said, I'm a union president. I'm a union. I'm a president of sports unions. Here in your state, 7,300 miles of roads here in Michigan. When you build a charging station, it's like back in the day when my grandpa worked for the American Oil Company back in the turn of the 1920 in that area. I want a job corps, just like Roosevelt of a job corps, but an environmental job corps of over 1.6 million people. Look, we haven't passed a major infrastructure bill. My Build Back Better plan gets us back on track. If millions of American parents, especially moms, can't join the workforce, it's never, ever been a good bet to bet against the American people. Never.
I said, okay, we'll provide 50 votes. The definition in the Democrats, we have the votes. But our Senate Republican friends are planning to block the vote to raise the debt limit. Let me ask you the DEFCON 10 question.
I'm a capitalist. I think people should be able to go out and make a lot of money. That's not the problem. But everybody should have an even shot. And Robert Reiter, Chicago Federation of Labor. We made great progress on equity as well, in closing the racial gaps in race as well as ethnic vaccination rates. We developed millions of dollars in incentives. You did here in the city and the state of Illinois, in cities and community organizations to encourage vaccinations. Governor Pritzker, you've done one hell of a job. Last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone. We saw one of the largest increases in average wages paid to workers of working Americans on record. In the third quarter of this year, the number of layoffs and job reductions was the lowest in this country since 1997. But maybe it doesn't appear dramatic enough. But I too'd like to, as I said, move it faster. China has spent around three times as much on infrastructure, three times as much as a share of its economy than the United States has. My Build Back Better plan gets us back on track to making four additional years of public education available and investments in community college so our students can gain the skills they need and carve out a place for themselves in the 21st century economy. We saw one of the largest increases in average wages paid to workers of working Americans on record. In the third quarter of this year, the number of layoffs and job reductions was the lowest in this country since 1997. That was one-tenth what was being created. It's 60,000 as opposed to 600,000 jobs a month. In total, but maybe it doesn't appear dramatic enough, but I too'd like to, as I said, move it faster. A fair chance to build a decent middle-class life, to succeed and thrive instead of just hanging on by their fingernails. China has spent around three times as much on infrastructure, three times as much as a share of its economy than the United States has. My Build Back Better plan gets us back on track to making four additional years of public education available for every person in America, and investments in community college so our students can gain the skills they need and carve out a place for themselves in the 21st century economy. And I want to thank Brenda, Council of Economic Quality, Environmental Quality, and Gina McCarthy, because its unique biodiversity. Marine scientists believe that the proclamation I'll be signing today, protection of public lands must not become, a pendulum, significantly increasing the resilience to these devastating effects on the climate crisis. Similar to President Franklin Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps. It's also why I'm restoring protections for the Tongass National Forest.
Today's Columbus Day. That's right, I said Columbus Day. So don't expect to see Dementia Joe out and about. And don't expect him to try to say indigenous either. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.